说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hi everybody, this is Chinese Pod. I'm John.
Hello, I'm Jenny.
So Jenny, it's an intermediate lesson today, right?
对，今天我们会听到一个很紧张的男孩。
Okay, so there's a guy who's really nervous.
对，很紧张。
紧张。All right, so that's third tone, first tone.
没错。
It ends in NG.
对。
It's not always really clear, but it's 紧张。
嗯，是的。
So that's J-I-N-Z-H-A-N-G.
对的。
It's not always clear which one is N and which is NG, so let's hear it one more time.
紧张。
Okay, so we have to figure out, what is this guy nervous about?
我觉得从今天课文的题目里面就很清楚了。
Anyway, you guys can piece it together, so let's listen.
晚上有空吗？一起吃饭。
晚上有空吗？一起吃饭。
哎，别紧张，自然点。他应该对我有意思，否则他不会老对我笑，还给我发短信。应该没错。他来了，别紧张，别紧张，约他出去，说呀，说呀。你好。
你好。
哎呀，我怎么这么笨，真没用。
他的心跳得很快。
Yeah, those were his heartbeats there, in case you figure that out.
对。
So yeah, this dialogue is interesting because part of it is going on in his head.
对。
Or he's talking to himself.
基本上是一个 monologue.
对对 ,monologue.
他对自己说，别紧张，自然点儿，自然点儿。
Okay, so don't be nervous, be a little more natural.
是的。
Or just be natural.
对。那在中文里面，自然也可以是一个动词。
Okay, so it's usually an adjective, but you can use it as a verb.
对。
So in other words, you're saying be natural.
是的。
And how do you say that?
自然点儿，自然点儿。
So this 点儿, does that mean a little bit?
是的。
Okay, but it's also the way we make an adjective into like a command, right?
对。
So you can't just say be natural, 自然。
不行，那样像一个命令。
Okay, it's weird, right?
对。那有一些差不多的用法啊，一些词，比如高兴点儿
，be happy，
是的
，sounds like be happier，but really you just mean be happy，
没错
，OK，
好，那为什么他那么紧张呢？因为他喜欢一个女孩，而且他觉得那个女孩应该对我有意思，应该对我有意思
，OK， so we know 有意思 means interesting or funny.
可是在这里他的意思是男女之间啊。
Okay, so this actually means be interested in me.
对，有那种浪漫的意思。
All right, 对我有意思。
是的。
Now this 对我, that has to go in the beginning?
没错，要放在前面，对我有意思。
Okay, so we use 对, 对我有意思。
是的。
All right, so be interested in me. Can I use that as a question?
也可以啊，你对我有意思吗？
But Chinese people aren't usually that direct, right?
我们比较 reserve 一点啊。
So those of you who are very direct, that's how you can do it.
对。
Okay, so after this, what happens?
他又说，否则他不会老对我笑。否则他不会老对我笑。
Okay, so we have this word 否则。That's a third, second tone.
对。
否则 means otherwise.
是的，因为他前面说他应该对我有意思，否则他不会老对我笑。
Okay, so we have this 对我笑。So we know that 笑 means laugh or smile. So does this mean laugh at me or smile at me?
不是，这个是 smile at me.
Okay, so if we hear 对我笑，
对
，it's always smile at me.
是的
，always
是好的。如果你想 laugh at someone, 那是笑我。
So Chinese has this distinction. 对我笑 means smile at me.
对。
笑我 means laugh at me, like at my expense.
哈哈哈，嘲笑。
Okay, making fun of me. Okay, and we have this one little word before 对我笑. What is that?
老对我笑。老对我笑。
All right, so this 老, literally it's old, but here it means always.
经常的意思。
Yeah, she's always smiling at me.
对。
And often 老 is used in a negative context, but it's not negative here, right?
这里没有，这里是很好的意思，就是说这个女孩经常对我笑。
All right, so...
她没有 complain 说 she is smiling too much at me.
Okay, so far we've got...She should be interested in me, otherwise she wouldn't always be smiling at me.
对，而且她还给我发短信，还给我发短信。
Okay, so we have this 还 because in addition, right?
对。
给我发短信。All right, so 发短信 means to text someone, to send a text message.
是的，我觉得发短信很有用。通常一个 relationship, 一段关系开始就是短信。
Oh, really? Yeah, so I don't know what country you're in. Maybe text messages on cell phones aren't that widely used, but in China it's used a lot.
对。
It's like low-pressure flirting, right?
我们的手指都非常 nimble.
Okay, so he says send text messages to me, right?
给我发短信。那这里呢,我们要用给,不能说对我发短信。
Okay, so the two before we used 对, now we're using 给我发短信。
是的,刚刚我们说对我有意思,然后对我笑,那这些都是比较抽象的。
Okay, so the more abstract.
对。
Like be interested in me, smile at me.
对。
But this is, you're actually giving someone something, you're giving them a text message, even if it's virtual. Right, so we use 给。
是的,给我发短信。那因为这个女孩子做了这些事情，所以呢，这个男孩子想，应该没错，应该没错。
So this 没错, like no mistake.
是啊。
So I should be right about this.
对。
He's trying to reassure himself.
就是我的这个感觉应该没错。
Yeah, so Chinese, just like English, we use this should. We use it for obligations, like you should do this.
对。
You're a student, you should do your homework.
是的。
But then we also use it to talk about things that we think, like possibilities, guesses.
对。
So it should be like this.
而且我觉得中国人，你刚刚说没有那么 direct. 所以当我们想要表现比较有信心的时候，我们经常会说应该。
Okay, so because Chinese are not so direct, when they want to express that they're confident, they often use 应该。
应该，没错。
So he's trying to bolster his confidence here.
对。那他想怎么样呢？想要约她出去，约那个女孩出去。
Okay, so let's look at the first character here.
约，第一声，约。
Okay, first tone, Y-U-E, 约。So this means to set an appointment.
或者就是你跟一个人出去约会，一个 date.
Okay, so 约会 is date, it's a noun.
是。
And 约 is the verb.
对。
So if you want to arrange this date, the verb you use is 约。
没错。
So, set a date with her, 约她 to do what?
出去,出去。
Okay, so to go out. So in English, of course, the most common way to say it is ask her out.
中文也比较接近啊,约她出去,约她出去。
Yeah, it pretty much matches up almost exactly. And with Chinese, you don't have to switch the him or her.
是啊,
It's exactly the same. Ask him out.
约她出去啊。
All right.
那约她出去呢?不一定都是说这个 romantic date.
Oh, really? Because ask someone out in English is almost always like a date.
在中文不一定全是,也是要看 context.
Okay, it depends on the context.
对。
So in this context, it's really clear. The guy is so nervous.
他说,说呀,说呀,约他出去。但是最后,他只说,你好。
He chickened out in the end.
对啊,所以他怎么这么笨?
Yeah, he was frustrated with himself. What is that line again?
我怎么这么笨?我怎么这么笨?
How could I be so stupid?
对。
So this phrase is pretty common in Chinese, right?
怎么这么是吧?
Yeah, or like, 我怎么这么笨?
我不太对自己说我怎么这么笨。
Yeah, hopefully you're not frequently frustrated with yourself. But if you are and you feel the need to express that in Chinese,
你可以说我怎么这么笨。
Or you could replace 我 with someone else.
你怎么这么笨?
To express your disappointment in people around you.
对。
Not very nice, but anyway.
我们 再学一个 not very nice 的好吗
OK
真没用真没用
没用嗯 OK to have no use to be useless
如果一个人很没用
That's pretty strong isn't it
对啊但我觉得没用这个词也很好玩我们可以先听一遍这个对话然后再来看
OK so we'll listen again and then discuss
Greetings everyone and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons.Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Wanshang yo kong ma? Ichi chi fan?
Wanshang yo kong ma? Ichi chi fan?
Ai, bie jin zhang, zi ren dia. Ta ying gai dui wo yo yi si. Fou zi, ta bu hui lao dui wo xiao. Hai ge wo fa duan xin. Ying gai mei cuo.他来了，别紧张，别紧张，约他出去，说呀，说呀。你好。
你好。
哎呀，我怎么这么笨，真没用。
John，我发现没用经常用在男人身上。
Really？
对，因为
So this is like a sexist word。
有一点儿，因为中国人觉得。男人应该是比较有用比较强的
They have a lot of things they should be doing
对所以如果他们有一点点 weak 没有那么强
就是没用
对
So you're more likely to hear this directed at a man is what you're saying
对
That is the sexist reality of the Chinese language
我也觉得
For this one word Alright So this dialogue I think is really interesting because it's a monologue
是
It's the kind of thing someone really would say to themselves
对
Rehearse to themselves This is a pretty easy intermediate lesson I think But I think we have some interesting insights here that will help the intermediate learner as well as the elementaries that are trying to get a little higher
对而且这是 emotionally charged 一课有很多的感情啊
Right So if you have any questions about this lesson or any insights of your own, please come to ChinesePod.com. Come to the comments, share it with us.
好的，我们今天的时间就到这里，明天再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.ChinesePod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0969.
So just go to www.ChinesePod.com/0969 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.ChinesePod.com/0969.